Shepherd.
Hey, John.
Hey, Griff.
Happy podcast day. Happy Pi Day.
Pi Day?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
314.
Oh, I see.
Yep. Today is 314 Pi Day, and this is episode 65 of Boss Barrel Radio.
3.14.
159.
Okay.
That's all I know.
I don't know. I thought it was 3.214.
No. That's I am incorrectly rounding up pi.
No mathematician, Griff.
I was thinking about it the other day, and I was trying to remember what is the fraction for pi, and I can't remember. So I don't know.
Why was this a thought in your mind?
I don't know. I was like, is there one? I don't know. I was thinking about pie, right?
Okay. I was thinking about sandwiches yesterday.
Yeah. I think we should probably get like...
I usually do this in the summertime.
Shepherd's pie.
You know, I don't think I've ever even had that.
You haven't?
No.
It's all right. Gives me a stomachache.
Oh, huh, okay. No.
Sorry.
It looks like it could do that, among other things.
It's a lot of meat.
Yeah. It's the way I like my shepherd.
A lot of gravy.
Win.
Oh, well.
Hazards of war. This is why you don't have Billy. Nice things, Griff.
Well, at least it only looks like pee. All right.
Occam's razor.
Yeah, if it looks like pee, it must be pee.
Uh-huh.
So episode 65, Boss Barrel Radio. Things got this figured out, finally.
Tulip.
How do you like being jacked in, John?
God, it's so weird.
So much better?
It's really good, because as long as all I can hear is just the sound in my head,
right,
then I'm fine. But if I can hear my voice and my voice in my head, it starts shutting my brain down a little bit.
Yeah. I could take us down a bit, because like... We're not even at half
volume. Oh, buddy. Yeah, that gets loud.
Yeah, we're like at quarter volume.
Okay. Well, this seems to do...
So I'm thinking once we get the pop screens and put them on, it should be a good degree of volume.
Yeah, I think already it's helping me maintain a level of normal.
A level
instead of just yelling at this thing.
Yeah. We don't need to anymore.
You trained me wrong.
The other good thing that I was thinking about is now we can do this pretty much anywhere, because before we had to worry about like the dead space.
Yeah, and that reverb.
Yeah, well, that and just recording dead air, because we can't be close to the mics, but now we can get up on them and...
Get up on it.
Mm-hmm. No worries anymore. So this is March 14th, and we are 1 week post Mass Effect 3.
Post Mass Effect world. You finished it.
I finished it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not seeming too keen on it. I feel like I just don't want to finish it anymore based on what everybody has said, and I should just live in this happy, neutral world where things are still sort of okay.
I don't know. I feel like Mass Effect 3 could be one of those games where it reminds me a lot. Actually, when I was describing it to Jen, she mentioned that she's like, oh, is it like Lost? Like the ending is just like really made you unhappy about playing the game, and it was a waste of your time. And you said it was like 5 years, so you wish you just didn't play it. And no, that's not the case. I don't wish that I never played it. And playing Mass Effect 3 has been fun. It's just... The ending was not nearly as satisfying, among many other things. Like, I think the way that I heard it described is the choices given at the end do not fit the character that I developed throughout the story.
Sure.
Now, I feel like they also did a really good job in giving you choices that are meaningful and impactful. And there's no good, easy, right choice.
Okay.
But that's all I'm going to say specifically about those. But yes, Mass Effect 2 is a better game.
I've felt like that pretty much from the word go on this.
I didn't until I hit the 2.5 5 act.
Okay.
Where you are now, I thought I got to that point and I was like, oh, this is midway. So then any other big thing that happens after this must be the end. So I should like be really careful and clean up everything. So I did that and then it wasn't. And then there's just this kind of dead zone where I was like, I feel there's a couple more main story beats that I have to slog through until I can get on the last track to finishing the game.
Sure.
And then a lot of the, like we talked about before, like a lot of the little additions to it now, like the upgrade system is okay.
Yeah, the upgrade system. So starting with armor. For the most part, I'm seeing armor that I saw in Mass Effect 2, which it's not a huge bummer, but at the same time, with some of the, I guess, effort they were making to just say that it was going to be better, it's not that much better. Yeah. The one thing that I like more about customizing your armor, you get to customize the color of the lights on your armor.
Yeah.
That is my favorite part.
Definitely.
Also, more colors is always better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take it. Customizing your guns is not stupid. I mean, but it's not amazing either. It's fine.
Well, my problem with your customizing the armor is I think that since each part can affect the stats equally, like, for example, I can't articulate this well generally, but specifically, like, you can get a helmet that gives you more weapon damage. You can get gloves that give you more weapon damage. You can get legs that give you more weapon damage. You can get a chest piece that does the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, in essence, you could make a character that is 100% weapon damage.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm pretty much doing.
But you also are finding a ton of other things like, oh, well, you find this chest piece that increases your biotic damage. And I don't use biotics, so yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Why do I have this? Like, I end up just coming across of a bunch of extra stuff.
Right.
Like, yeah. At least with guns, I can give those to my other cast guns. Members.
Yeah.
Like, I can give them the new mods, make their guns cooler.
Yeah, and
but the armor just doesn't seem to go anywhere.
Yeah, the armor pretty much is what the armor is. It's not. It'd be cool if you could modify the armor individually instead of just replacing it with different types of armor.
Yeah, like change the aesthetics. Like if I could make myself look like the Dragon Age armor, but then apply these certain quote-unquote armor mods that I had, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, or if I could, like, if, like, Terminus armor and stupid blood dragon armor and all that stuff was separated into its own individual pieces and I could mix match that kind of stuff. Might be cool.
Right. And like all of the helmets are dumb. Every one of them. So
I mostly agree. I like visors.
Yeah.
I like things that cover my shepherd eyes.
Mm.
Makes me seem Joe cool.
Fair enough. I mean, to me, there's no real cool helmets.
Oh, no, I give you... I'll also agree
and the only
with you
cool that helmet that there is now
the
being
death
put
mask.
Into one that yeah. I will never use. Yeah. But that I just turn a helmet off.
Right.
I don't want to deal with helmets.
I only put on the ones that affect headshot damage, and that's it.
Mm.
Shoot dudes in the head.
So, without getting into specifics, because I know you and I have been talking a lot about things we're doing in it, but I'm really enjoying the diversity of things that it gives you to, like, okay, for as much as I think the game is kind of a disappointment in a lot of regards, it also does a lot of cool things. Like, it does a lot of cool things, like the being able to make different choices A and B that all affect the galactic readiness level.
Yeah. Are you talking about those like conversations that you can walk up?
No, those are the worst things ever.
I just last night discovered that you can actually like choose one side of the conversation or the other. Yeah. I just thought you walked up to it and just was like, button.
Mm.
Just those figured this out.
Weirdest.
This could explain why my Paragon level is going up at an alarming rate.
Oh, pro tip. Make sure if you want to have... If you're going for a specific Paragon / Renegade full clear, the bar is really misleading.
Is it?
Because it's off-centered. That means, like, at the bottom, the bar starts lower than the first notch. But at the top, you need to go past the top notch, I would assume. What? Or at least fill it completely.
That bar is so damn confusing compared to the like crescent bar that they had in 2.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like, you just had the blue meter and the red meter, and they were independent of each other. Not this weird, like, you've got Renegade, you've got Paragon. Like, in my case, I've got red bar. And then behind it is a blue bar that's growing too, I think. And then on top of that, there's also just that reputation.
I have no idea what reputation does.
I no idea. I assume what reputation is. It's just like neutral points that are applied to the overall Paragon Renegade. Yeah. That's sort of what I just assumed it was.
How influential you are based on your decisions.
Exactly.
But then again, talk to me once that game's over, because I have some issues with it.
Oh, okay.
Because I may have to replay it again once their stupid DLC comes out. Have you heard about this DLC?
No.
They're going to pull a Skylanders and release characters, figures that you with DLC codes.
Yeah. I heard about that a while ago.
I don't know
how you buy your action figure and you input code.
Yeah.
Swell.
Because I guess there's only one action figure that I would... Okay, there'd be two, maybe, action figures that I'd want.
Theoretically, could you not purchase these and then return them?
Mm. It depends on how they put the codes into the game.
If code is printed on action figure.
I mean, I'm guessing what they do is you buy the figure.
Is it a scratch inside off?
There's a sleeve or a one-time use code, and then you actually have to open the product, right?
But if I go to a Toys R Us, how many of them are going to know?
Well, yeah, good point. But do places accept open toys as returns?
I do not know.
Damn, my son didn't like this.
My dog choked on part of this thing, and I don't want it no more.
I didn't know it didn't move.
Yeah. It said
it couldn't transform.
It said
I don't want
26
this.
Points of articulation. He said he only wanted 24.
He said he wanted Bumblebee. I got the wrong thing, I guess.
Yes.
So
Miranda's far too attractive for my son to be playing with.
Yeah. Him. Yeah. There's a lot of interesting choices for who they put into this and who they don't.
I just don't understand some of it. Like Zaid, why can he not shoot dudes in my party? I'll accept Thane.
Yeah.
Because Thane's got a thing going on that was established in the Lax game, and it wasn't just created for no good reason.
Right.
I will accept Jacob wanting to do stuff elsewhere.
Whatever. Forget Jacob.
But just, and I agree. I don't like Jacob. I didn't like him from the first or the second Mass Effect, but it just...
The one true Mass Effect.
I just don't like it. I like it. Did you talk to Edie about the question that was on my mind?
What?
How does Edie move her mouth?
Oh, no. Yeah, I must miss that one.
There's a conversation you can have with her when she's examining people in Purgatory, which is a sweet space bar. She goes at length at like that the metal that makes her mouth move. And then there's a joke about, because Shepard will go into it further and be like, well, so what's your hair made out of? And it's just like weird. But apparently her hair can become independent strands of metal if she needs it to for whatever reason. But then she says, this is where the joke comes. She says, but if it gets wet, I can't do anything with it.
Ha.
Ha.
The,
just stupid.
I really like the design of Edie, though.
It's good.
It's very Jetsons.
Very iRobot Jetsons kind of weird, happy future nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
to the same team, though, I've done everything in my power to shut down Jeff and Edie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no.
Okay, don't say anything more about this, because this is really good.
Sorry. Sorry to everybody that might be
listening. I need you to finish this game so we can go look up things.
Things? It's going to be like a lost whiteboard thing.
No.
Bust that out.
No, less mentally straining.
We gotta research some what happened. Those things. I've discovered a ton of those. Billy.
What did you do, Billy?
It's all over.
Yes. Robot dog, disappointing.
Robot dog is disappointing. I've said two words to that robot dog. What's his name? Cortez, though? Best new character, my opinion. Has things going on that I, for some reason, sort of care about.
Yeah, he's a good character.
Yeah, he's probably the best voiced character in the game, too. Aside from Lady Shepherd.
Yeah.
Garrus is good.
I like James Vega. I think he's good.
He's good.
He's not as offensive as I thought he would be.
No, he's not. He's all right. I don't really care for when he slips into his Spanglish or when he slips into his I'm trying to hit on you Shepherd things.
I don't know.
I assume is all going to be gone when I play it again.
They're
unless James starts is a switch hitter.
You never know, man.
I never know.
Future free know. Love in the future. Space future.
So weird.
Okay, so you don't have to deal with the disc swapping, do you?
No, I do not.
How's the frame rate? Mass Effect-y?
Yeah, Mass Effect-y.
Okay.
I've only had a couple technical issues.
Have you played any multiplayer?
No, not yet.
Okay. I played one match.
Oh, hey, side note, real quick side note. You don't have, you have your fancy iPod Touch, so you can get it. But yeah, just released that data pad.
Yeah. Which I've always wanted.
I was going to get it, but
it's gotten really poor marks against it.
Oh, really?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is sounded like something that was new that released for Mass Effect 3 that...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This does not work as intended.
It's supposed to increase my Galactus readiness.
Whatever. Stuff. When I finished the game, I had roughly 7,000 points.
Yeah. Okay, that's sort of where I feel like I'm going to be at. Because it's climbing really fast.
Yeah.
So
you didn't play any multiplayer?
No. Okay. Keep thinking I want to, and then I decide I just gotta finish this game.
No real need to.
Ryan seems to love it.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it by any means. It's not offensive, but it reminds me a lot of Nathan Drake, Drake's Uncharted Fortune, whatever that game was called. Uncharted multiplayer, where you really have to like this kind of action to play this kind of game. And the thing that most frustrates me about it is, it runs on the EA system of fleecing people for money in the same way that FIFA and Madden do, where you buy card packs.
Oh, right.
And from your card packs, you get new things. So in this game, you get new races because you can start with any type of class, but you can only be human. Female or male. But then you get the card that's now you can be a Turian soldier instead of a human soldier. What's that?
Only want to be Hanar.
Exactly. That's another problem with this game. There's only one Hanar modeled in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's bullcrap. Yes. One.
Two.
Really? Where's the second one?
Well, there's the one when you do that. Are you talking about the one that's behind glass?
Uh-uh.
Are you talking about the one when you talk to the Prothean?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's one that's in a room behind glass.
Oh.
You can see it, but you can't touch it.
You can't interact with it?
No.
No.
No. But there's only technically two speaking Hanar bits of dialogue. is the one that talks to the Prothean, and most like people may not see that if they don't get the Prothean.
Exactly.
And then there's that.
Oh, also the one true ending. Bite me.
Yes.
Bite me.
Oh,
GameStop.
Oh, that? Oh yeah, that's no, that's dumb horseshit.
Eat a C and B.
Yeah. That's whatever. Well, I guess we'll really see if my one true ending is messed up because of...
Oh, yeah. Who are you missing?
Well, I'm missing...
Oh, my God. Well, how will you even finish that game?
Hang on. I'm missing Tali Zora in the PlayStation 3 version, and I'm missing Morden in the Xbox version.
Okay. You have Legion?
I do not have Legion.
In either?
Cerberus. I have Legion in the Xbox version. Legion is in Cerberus's hands in the PlayStation version.
I will.
I never heard one line of dialogue from Legion except for that Commander Shepard.
Shepard Commander?
Shepard Commander.
How will you finish that game? Oh my gosh.
It will be.
That's probably, oh man, that sucks so much for you because that's like the best part. You're missing the best part, John.
Well, I'm going to play it on Xbox.
All right, well, you can take it too with you because I'm done.
Sweet. It's going to tempt me though.
The multiplayer though is Mass Effect. Like it's cover based. You're rolling, you're using points to purchase these decks of cards that have special that's characters so in it and special abilities and special weapons. But it's like, so. I bought two packs of cards using my points in the game, and both times I got like Sentinel and Vanguard and Vanguard. I was like, great. So I get two Vanguards, and I don't like playing as a Vanguard
because it's the
worst class.
Packs of cards go, isn't it? You just purchase them in the hope that you're going to get that thing you want, and you just don't get it.
Yes, you're right. But the problem is then. Like, so, I guess now I'm playing as a Vanguard regardless, but then I keep getting all these other things where it's like, oh, I got a pistol, or I got a new sniper rifle, and it's like, what am I going to do with this? I guess I could play as a human at level one, but that sucks. And then the other thing, this is just a complaint about video games in general, but there's no way to mute people on Xbox unless you go into their profile.
Oh, really?
And I don't want to talk to anybody. Hmm. So, and people take forever to, like, load up and get their screen or weapons chosen and equip their bonuses. And, like, because each match you can, like, pick, like, a rocket launcher and that'll be, like, a one-time use. You can pick, like, a metagel pack.
Stand by.
I'm getting a fax.
Yeah.
Who's faxing me? Maybe it's a listener calling in right now.
With a fax.
Hello, line one. Yes, this is Dog.
This is Shepherd.
This is Dog Shepherd.
Shepherd Dog.
Shepherd Dog.
Sheep Dog. German Shepherd.
Please don't print the fax. I'm going to have to unplug it.
Oh, man. Just want a crossover of Saints Row Mass Effect where I can just give my Shepherd a Cockney accent and make it female Shepherd. That's all I want.
So my opinion summarized on this game very quickly is, yes, it's good. Anybody who has already enjoyed Mass Effect needs to play this game.
Right. But
this game, however, has the telltale signs of a short production cycle and doesn't have the attention that I believe it deserves. Therefore, it is more disappointing than it could have been, because everybody's disappointed by the third part of a trilogy. It's right. Just a lot of the systems in it and a lot of the actions that take place or the decisions that are made on like the design level seem like ooh, bad choice.
Yeah. And it's a lot of little things too
mm-hmm.
that just pile up. When I when I read about the new scanning thing, I was like, there's like no interest for me to really do this.
Well,
it's very little, if there is. I'll do it.
It takes a lot of cues from Dragon Age, too.
Yeah.
And then it also takes... What was the best part about scanning in Mass Effect 2? When you would have the easy scans that would give you the arrow, you find it, you launch the probe, and it's like, oh, you found a mission. Go do the mission. Yeah. Now that's all you do. So it's like they cherry-picked the best part of scanning from 2 and put it into this, but then they also grafted on this other awkward system, and then... Just there's a lot of like artifacts from the old scanning that you're like, why does this need to be around anymore?
Right.
Like, why does the planet have to rotate so slowly?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to fly around this dumb galaxy map and deal with fuel when what I didn't run out of fuel? I'm still happens if I do?
Yeah, and that's another really weird thing about that too. Is like you'll find so many of those like broken down fuel depots that just give you fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And that, whatever. It's the scanning thing.
It's like, I also recall upgrading my fuel capacity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That I don't think was taken into account.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it actually is at the maximum amount that it,
oh, was it?
Would have been if you'd have maxed it out.
10K?
I think it's 10K.
Oh, I thought it was double or,
maybe it's,
or something.
Maybe it's just 1K. I don't know. Hell, I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
the point of it here, though, is that you're not going to run out of fuel.
You will, though. Will you? Can.
I mean, I know you could if you deliberately tried to. I just don't think it's going to happen.
It could. There are a lot of occasions when I don't know if the game has something in place where it's like you just happen to find this one last thing that gives you just enough fuel to get back home, or is it I just... got lucky and found that, or like if I warped into an area and had little like half my fuel and then flew to the next thing and tried to go into there, like what would happen if I could I get back? Like if I'm not prepared and having fully stocking my fuel every time I go to a new location, like what's gonna happen? But
game over and it kickstarts you at the nearest mass relay.
But not every mass relay has a fuel station next to it. I'm guessing it'll
yeah, but it doesn't cost any fuel to fly.
That's
from,
true.
From mass relay to mass relay, or inside of a
that Reaper solar noise
system.
Is really annoying too.
Oh yeah, the Inception Reaper.
The brown
noise.
Note.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, really, yeah, really annoying. It's great.
It was good when I saw the trailer for the game, and now when I saw the trailers for Mass Effect 3, I sort of assumed that that noise was just like, oh, this is our funny little trailer music that's sort of associated with Inception.
We made great trailers, and this is what's hot in trailers
now. We just dropped tons of bass, and people get all chilled, and it's exciting. I didn't realize it was actually coming from the Reapers.
Yeah.
And now that I know that, not entertaining anymore.
Doesn't fit the fiction.
Does not
man.
Make sense.
Why do they make that noise?
I would rather they just make giant like bicycle honk noises at me.
The Cucaracha.
Yeah. Just yeah. Mm-hmm. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Or racist like Chinese noises too. Yeah.
Perfect. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
See, we'll just do this.
All the Reapers have unique personalities, which are just racial stereotype songs.
Also, last thing that's poor about
that's the Reaper that's gold plated. It's really low to the ground,
but then raises Fuzzy up dice. For no good reason.
Yep. Shag steering wheel.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cheech is in it.
At some point, you will probably hear Buffalo Soldier.
Yes, definitely.
last sad thing about scanning is now I can't probe Uranus.
You could. You did already.
I know. I did a lot. Did I tell you that I did
I did
lot.
A lot.
Did I tell you that there's it? Well, it's the same joke, but there's two different variations of it in Mass Effect 2?
Because
I always would go into Uranus and send the probe, and then Edie goes, really, Commander?
And if you do it, she'll then say it, yeah.
Right, no, I didn't realize if you probed it again, she would say, probing Uranus,
yeah,
with a little bit of a dejected sigh.
Yeah.
Just why? It's already depleted.
I would also, man, it's, there are also so many things that are done so well in this game where it just beats, it beats the internet to making fun of itself, which is great. I'm not going to say anything, but there are so many self-referential jokes in that game that once you finish it, we'll talk about
okay.
some things that are just so brilliantly done. Not brilliant. Okay. Somebody read the internet.
Someone spent some time on Google for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, somebody spent some time on on 4chan, NeoGAF sure. for a while and realized what's funny.
You made that brief mention about like the relationships and like how odd some of those can be. And just sort of the thing I noticed is, man, everybody wants to hook up in this game with little to no effort.
Yeah, that's true.
I felt more like I had to,
like... Oh my gosh, what the heck?
Faxes. Just kill it. There you go. Murdered.
That's how you deal with computers. That's
why
the safe way.
Why don't you right love in the middle of
their processes, you just
me.
Unplug them. Take that, Skynet.
It just seemed like in Mass Effect 2, I spent a lot of time like deciding who that person was going to be that like I wanted to commit a lot of my emotion and time to. And in this one, it just sort of like everybody at any given moment is like, yeah, that's the person. Like they really want me. It just seems like there's tons of moments in the. My Commander Shepard is a virgin, and she's saving herself for the right maniac.
Mm.
And so I have to tell a lot of people, let's just keep this professional.
Yeah.
I got a job to do.
That's fine.
And it's a lot of people, though.
It's pretty much every crew member, unless you've already turned them down before.
Oh.
Yes.
But to Sony, in my comic booky Mass Effect 1 world, I told both Ashley and Dasani, like, no.
Uh-huh.
And Dasani still is just like, there was an option where I had to be like, whoa, you need to take a step back.
Get back to me when you finish the game.
All right.
Because I want to see, based on your decisions, what happens in certain parts of the ship.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, I mean, I've gotten those like three emails where I had an interview and
By the end of the game,
played some shitty chess game.
They do some good stuff.
Oh, okay.
Not involving your character, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
How does that?
That's good,
dude.
Which, yeah, Gareth, my favorite character of Mass Effect.
I shot
hands
some,
down.
I shot some glasses with Gareth.
Oh, yes.
That was a good scene. That was a good scene.
We'll talk about this off the air.
Okay.
We should move on from Mass Effect, though.
Last thing.
Okay.
Space hamster.
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah. Did you get your jellyfish, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I filled my tank.
Oh.
Auto-feeder.
Auto-feeder. Best. When I saw that,
forget
I was like,
you, Kelly Chambers.
So, yeah, screw Yeoman Chambers. This is done.
I'm glad you're dead.
She's not dead in my universe.
Put her name on the wall already. She's going to be.
That's a big wall, too. How many people can you kill in Mass Effect 2? I want to try it. I want to see how many people I can just get dead.
Start a new character and choose.
Murder
not
everybody.
Not Caden. Yeah. Not Ashley, but numerous.
Yeah. All tons of people died. It was a lot.
About half the galaxy.
Everybody. I mean, who didn't die is a better question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played a Vita.
Oh, and did you pick up a store model?
There's no way I'm spending money of mine for that.
Why not, John?
Because I sat... The bulk of my time spent in Best Buy was staring at loading screens on a Vita.
Yep.
Yeah. And even then, just not interested. You know, so if a device that is in my hands is primarily governed by touch function, fine, then I will touch the hell out of it. But if I've got buttons to push,
why would you want to touch it?
Why do I, like, so, yeah, so I played Wipeout.
Yeah.
Or not, is it Wipeout with mm-hmm. the fast air thing cards?
Yeah, Wipeout sure. 48,
yeah, Wipeout HD, non, yeah, sure. But so I was playing that, and a lot of, like, the main menu interface is just, like, touch the thing to select it. It's like, why? My thumbs are already here, and there's a...
I've got two other options to... press up and down on.
Right. It's like I have this sweet D-pad and this beauty of an X button. What? Why do I got to move all the way over here to push your...
You like the D-pad? I don't like the D-pad.
I didn't really futz with the D-pad. The analog sticks are all right.
They're too small.
They are too small. I do like the rubberized center that keeps me kind of gripped to them, though.
Yeah. I just don't like how tiny they are. I feel like I'm playing like a novelty controller.
Also, I tried to hold that thing the way that Sony wants you to hold that thing.
Impossible.
Not possible.
It's like an Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah. No, if I were to grip that thing with my little, like, well, not little, like, with my hands, but, like, pinch it with my fatty thumb bits, and then...
They expect you to hold, like, you to, like, unfurl a scroll.
Right, exactly. Like, I've got a, like C-clamp behind it without mm-hmm. touching the back touch.
Hmm.
And
it's
then
like
if
inverse Tyrannosaurus fingers.
Right, and then if I were to, like, I would seriously look like someone that's got some sort of, like
arthritis.
Yeah, like, I'm just claws. Just not comfortable. Because I tried. I tried for the life of me, because you can see where the little hand...
I wanted to make you work, Sony!
Just wanted to do it the way that you expect someone to do it, and then I want to know how many people you gave that to and said, does that feel good? Because I really feel like it was zero. Or those people were lying to you to make you happy.
Well, the way an employee explained it to me is he said, yeah, it doesn't really feel great when I pick it up, but you can purchase this controller handle add-on for it. And when I think of it that way, I'm like, yeah, that would feel really good. Because, like, then I have the sticks, I got the buttons, yeah. A bigger grip feels good, like it's a bigger device. But I'm like, wait a second.
Or.
This is a handheld.
Yeah.
So now not only do I need to carry around a small toaster oven, but I have to carry around a second toaster oven to clamp onto
the
bottom of it.
Well, it's your Frankenstick. It's just the other attachment to the thing that shouldn't need an attachment.
Well, I would need a third Frankenstick for the 3DS to give me some controller lumps
right,
on the
exactly.
bottom.
Just give me that side and then the bottom. Oh, we're good. But so I don't have that problem with the 3DS, though, where I don't think that it actually has, like... some sort of weird, like, I can't hold this properly because it's not built that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. 3DS works fine.
Yeah, 3DS works fine. The Vita... why would anybody want to use that thing? It's also big.
It looks great, though, doesn't
it?
Oh,
yeah, no, like, that screen is massive and pretty.
Did you play the Gravity Rush demo?
I did not. I just played that Wipeout, and then when 5 minutes went by while I was trying to wait for that thing to load,
I suddenly realized how many other people's hands were on it.
So uninterested in that. I also do not like the width of the L and R buttons.
Mm-hmm.
They just feel not comfortable. There's everything about that in my hands, and I don't have tiny hands, nor do I have gargantuan hands.
Right.
But... it just didn't.
It feels.
No, it doesn't feel good.
Not well designed. Like,
yeah, just. I don't know who's maybe.
Well, you think of it this way, where it's like, we put a bigger screen on it, we put more buttons on it. This is what you wanted, and therefore you get a bigger device. Deal with it.
Well, I wouldn't say that it's the size of the device.
So, how do you make the screen bigger and have more buttons, but.
You make it flip open.
Okay.
Just saying.
How does it flip open?
Like a DS like a without sidekick? The two screens. Yes, like a sidekick.
Like a sidekick?
It needs to do that. It needs to have that swivel.
Or does it flip open like the Matrix phone?
Yeah.
Hello?
It just shoots down. And yes. You play up top, but the things are happening below you. Yeah. Accurate.
Like a slide phone? Like
yep.
The PSP phone.
No, really what it needs to do is it just needs to evolve into an an actual on-the-go Virtual Boy, where it just has like shoulder and head straps.
Yeah, and yep. then a controller.
And a controller, and I can walk around, and it gives me like a heads up in case I'm about to bump into anything. That's
then people would hack your eyes, John. Hack my eyes. Bump into all sorts of stuff.
So that's what we were talking about. This is where it needs to go, where I just purchase contacts that feed me information. Exactly. And
then I could see, hello, yes, this is dog exactly. everywhere.
Exactly. But yeah, we just, even when we're working, I'm just checking my emails and looking at Facebook and looking up sweet internet memes and sending you stupid tech messages.
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the future I want.
I know.
Oh, man. Speaking of awkward controls, I played Journey today.
Yeah. Did you finish it?
I did.
Awesome.
About an hour and a half. Mass Effect took me about 35 hours.
Okay. So I have a benchmark to meet.
But everybody should play Journey.
Oh.
Definitely.
I would like to. That That's and I really want to good. Play I Am Alive, but I have my reservations about I Am Alive.
I have no desire to play I Am Alive.
Somebody's got to play these things, Griff.
No, that's false. Nobody has to.
It's true.
That's a good game, though. Journey, I like it. It's it's more of a game than previous games from that game company.
Right.
It is definitely easier to get into. Like, if you handed a controller to somebody who's played games before and it was Journey, they'd be like, oh, okay, I there's a thing, I'm gonna go explore that. Yeah. Whereas Flower, you know, you give somebody who's played games before a controller, like, what am I doing?
This they just don't have a focus with right. it.
Whereas if you gave somebody who hasn't played games Flower, they're like, what am I doing? Oh, okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
I'm the win.
Yeah, it would be easier to explain it to them.
Uh-huh. Whereas Journey, I feel like you have that, like, it appeals to... So, the reason why I'm bringing this to light is to say, people who play games will have a greater appreciation for the simplicity and design of Journey.
Yeah.
And I think it'll get higher merits. But I really like Flower more than Journey.
Sure.
I didn't have an emotional moment with Journey like I did with Flower. The music is great. It is a fantastic experience, but it didn't strike me like Flower did.
Did you bump into anybody?
I did. Journey?
Okay.
I bumped into some people, and about halfway through, there was a guy who I stuck with the entire time, or a girl. There was an individual.
A person.
Yes, and we journeyed together, and then there was a great moment where it's like we're trudging through this location, and like the elements are beating down on us, and my accompany member just went off in this weird direction, and all you can do is tap the circle button to like sing or make a noise, which mm-hmm. makes this like ping. Or makes this giant bubble appear, small or large, depending on how long you hold it. And he started going off in this weird direction, and I just kept like hitting the button, like, hey, come back, hey, come back, come back, come back, come back, come back. And he just like sat down. So I was like shuffling after him, trying to get him, and then my character collapsed. And I was like, oh.
Collapsed?
Uh-huh.
How do you collapse?
If I say any more, I'll say too much.
Oh, God,
but
damn it.
You should play that.
Okay.
But then
$15?
Yeah. Okay. The thing that I realized is there is a very good reason to not play that game with people.
Oh.
There is a good reason to play that game alone. But from my experience, it is better to play it with people. Like alone, it's good for trophy hunting and not having people kind of dragging you through it.
True.
But it's also really enjoyable because you form this attachment with the person when you're like, hey, come on, are you okay? And you can't actually talk to them. You don't know who they are. There's no PSN tag on them.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is this guy who's going with you, and I can only assume that they don't know what they're doing, much like I do. So we're both clueless and trying to figure things out and just go on this journey together.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
It is cool. Really cool. There's no flower, though.
I was going to mention something, but it's real quick. It's uninteresting.
Eh.
Best Buy had on display that PlayStation TV.
Oh, yeah.
That has the weird, like, two-player screen thing.
Yep.
Sorry.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, sure. If you want to buy a 20-inch screen TV that has 3D.
Sure.
Sure. Why not? Go for it. I looked at it in both glasses to see how, like...
Did you put both glasses over top of each other to see if you could see 3D?
No, because this is what would happen. I mean, when you look at that screen set up in a two-player fashion, it just looks like two images that are fighting for competition.
Mm.
I did want to try what would happen if I closed one eye and closed the other, but I forgot to.
Put one glass...
Yeah, it just put them both on at the same time and see if just
see everything.
The TV explodes. You
see the future. See Jack Trennan at home.
Just Jeff Bridges.
Or Jeff Bridges, that too. It's old Jack Trennan meets young Jack Trennan.
Oh, okay.
He's sucked in by the glasses. We played Street Fighter Cross Tekken finally. I like it.
Yeah, sorry, it's good.
I like playing it.
Yeah, it was fun. Once we get better at it, it might be more fun.
Once I learn how things actually work, I think it might get better.
Yeah.
But I like playing it. It's fun. The tag, I'm surprised that the tagging is as enjoyable as it is, since I usually don't like tag games.
Right. They find good ways to...
The music is unbelievably good. The music is
amazing. Yeah. The stage is great, too.
Stage, yes. Capcom, once again, knocks it out of the park with just awesome references to everything. I'll have to play it on arcade, but I downloaded the Mega Man Pac-Man free thing, which is dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Why isn't that just not included? Yeah, they're not good.
No.
Disappointing.
So weird.
Yep.
Don't understand.
Got Cole McGrath.
Yeah, and Cole McGrath.
He just
doesn't exist for the Xbox version, I take it.
Yeah.
Nor do those cats?
I would assume no.
Okay. That's so weird. It's just so weird. You can't just...
You get a Kinect and Bill Gates.
Yeah. Great. Kinect, Bill Gates, and dude from Fable.
Sure. Why Peter not? Molyneux.
Yes, Peter Molyneux.
Speaking of Peter Molyneux, he left
Lionhead.
Yep. Well, he hasn't yet, but once Fable the Journey is done, he'll be leaving. Gosh.
Pet the horse. Did you look at all at GDC? Like,
I know, I haven't paid any attention to it. I feel like, though, that as the journey is happening and the stories that people are telling of, like, I felt this connection to this person who I never knew, and I... What's that? You give me a funny face.
Okay. Is that what people are really saying about Journey?
I think
or
people,
Fable the Journey?
No, Journey. Oh, Journey. Journey, the game, the Journey from that game company.
Sure. I was like, I'll accept it for Journey, but...
No, people are feeling this weird connection where they're like, you know, no communication. Like, I actually felt a pang of remorse when they left, or I left them behind, or they fell down, or whatever happened. I feel like Peter Molyneux is just like, no!
Right.
Why can't I do this? Right. What happened to dog?
Hello.
Yes. Where are you, dog? It's just
this is dog.
I miss you, dog. Like, I feel like he's really upset.
Well, but just his
cursing up a storm.
I feel like I understood what his vision for the dog was, but he just did it the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I find it really funny that Peter Molyneux is like, goal in video games is to make me love something that isn't real.
Well, the problem that I have with it is it's the options given to you are black and white, where it's like, here, you can pet the dog or you can kick the dog. And it's like, well, I would say that 80% of people would prefer to pet the dog than kick the dog. So why include a kick the dog in there? It's like, well, because you can kick the dog. And you're like, right. But why? To what end? Why not have something more like an A and a B, where it's like you can pet the dog or you can neglect to pet the dog? Or
right.
You know, attention, like, or not attention.
Yeah, if you don't give the dog
attention, not in negative attention.
Yeah. Or, you still had the stuff where you could, like, heal the dog's wounds or screw it.
But the dog always comes back.
Yeah, no. That was the problem. But, I mean, that's how I want my dog to be. Loves me no matter what I do. And my dog does.
But I'm saying, I feel like that is the failings of Peter Molyneux, it's like he takes it in one direction, but he takes what he's trying to promote in one direction and doesn't flesh it out in an interesting way, and you get option A and option Z, and you're like, but why?
Yeah.
Like, why not have more granularity and therefore a more interesting experience and therefore a greater connection, opposed to just, like, hate, love.
I agree with what you're saying, but I think at this point, there was a time when I was interested in having a relationship like what Peter Molyneux was dreaming up.
With a little boy named Milo?
Well, maybe not that kind of a relationship, but, you know, this having this stronger emotional attachment.
Hello, this is Chris Hansen.
I just don't care anymore. I just don't know, like.
But I feel the reason you don't care is because you've been promised the world, and in return you get pet dog, don't pet dog, or pet dog, dog, or kick dog.
Yeah. But in the, I just still,
like, I want that to work one time. I want it to be like, oh yes, I actually feel this connection to, like,
yeah,
okay,
here's
an example. Go play Shadow of the Colossus. Period.
Yeah, I've played it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so connection to horse, greater than connection to dog.
But, yeah, because, and horse doesn't say anything or do anything, and I just ride that horse, but
it's dependable, it's always there no matter how you treat it, and then when it isn't, you miss it.
Right. It's sort of like that, where Peter Molyneux wants that contrast of black and white.
Mm-hmm.
You should do more of like the Inception road, where positive emotions are a better reinforcement for how you feel about the way things occur.
Yeah.
When they go south.
Right.
So make me love it, and then find ways to make me appreciate
exactly
how much I love it.
Right. So
kind of like the Final Fantasy VII nonsense of killing off Aerith.
It's better that way.
Well, yeah, it's better that way, and she's never coming back, and I accepted that like 10 years ago. But
if I could have killed if I could have killed Caden or Ashley again, I would have.
I'm Commander Shepard, and if I did it, this is how.
Yep.
Or was it? I don't remember.
There's a lot of planets out there.
Dump them anywhere.
Strap that body to a probe and launch away.
Right into Uranus. Ha!
Yes. So we played Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Yes, it was
pretty
good.
Awesome.
It's good. I have a connection for those cats.
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
It's Ryu and
Kazuya.
Yeah,
it's
so funny.
Makes me realize that I don't know how to play any Tekken characters. Like I thought I knew how to play Haorang and Kazuya a little bit, but no.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I was really picking up on some of
that
stuff.
Plus, the way they interpreted a lot of the moves are interesting, where it's like, now Kazuya's, flip, his, like, never-ending kick is down back, heavy kick, and hold.
Adopted it more for input stuff.
instead of multiple button presses, it's just like a command input and then let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Yeah, I'll play around with it more, but I'm liking it, definitely. I don't like the gems.
Yeah, the gems are unnecessary.
The gems are confusing. I don't really understand
the point.
Poorly executed. To what extent does the gem do?
Yeah, just give it to me like a proper Street Fighter game where I got a gauge down there and I fill it and I do it.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're fine. Like, they haven't hindered me by any means, but it's like if you're going to put this new system into it, I don't know. Tell me a little more about it.
Yeah. Also, yeah.
Or make it a little bit more transparent.
Well, and sort of the thing that I noticed is like, yeah, we saw that we had gems that we were equipping, but the problem is sort
fist, of... Yeah. Fist, star.
I can see that stuff, but I couldn't tell what it was doing when I changed it, nor when I unlocked it while fighting could I actually tell what it was doing in that place. So
plus, just, the things that I've heard about that gem system is it's pretty insidious.
Yeah.
Like with collector's edition gems, gems being better than other gems that are locked for certain people based on what you bought, not what you earned in game, and then having a hook for like DLC gems in the future just seems like Capcom's being really dirty.
Yeah.
Like Capcom's just being dumb Capcom again.
Yeah.
It's being Capcom again. Capcom.
Yes.
Just a bad choice. Bad Capcom.
No. No.
But Mega Man is fat. Yeah.
Fat Mega Man. It's good. They're really good. Shoots a gun.
Good decision.
He holds a pistol.
He sure does.
So good.
Anybody
that does not think that that's a good iteration of Mega Man to put in that game, it's wrong.
True. So I think that's it for what we've played, right?
Yeah. I don't think I played anything else.
Noteworthy. How's you been playing any of the what's that game on your iPhone? Infinity Blade 2?
No, really I haven't played that in a while. God, dude, you gotta go through 100 years of that stuff.
Like,
not like real literal? Time. Every time you die in that game is another year.
Oh, yeah. Just die really quick.
You've gotta play it like 100 times to get anywhere in that game, and I'm on like 20th.
Stop living so long.
Right?
I think.
That's still good, though. I would rather sort of play it on the iPad.
Oh, yeah. iPad 3, perhaps?
Mm. That's not confirmed, but it's an iPad 3.
What?
It's on the... Go look at the announcement. It's the new iPad.
Oh, it's not called iPad 3?
There is no numeric value given to it.
Oh, okay. Well, the third iPad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's no moniker associated with it. It's not...
Actually, it turns out it's iPad 6. Yeah. They're going to release the prequels to iPad in the future.
Yep. Jet Shot 2.
Ugh. I forgot to talk about Soul Calibur 5 last week.
Yeah. I haven't touched thing one on that either.
It's all right.
It's okay. I sort of assumed that was the problem.
It's fun because of some of the new characters help to change things up. And it looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. I tried playing it, and I got mopped by online dudes.
Yeah,
and it wasn't even enjoyable. And I don't know, just like trying to go through the training stuff is just so. It's just jump right in. Not even a shallow spot to wait. It's just head first in the deep end. Good luck.
Sure.
So. Not really liking that, but I was able to slog through the story, which was okay, kind of crazy. Unremarkable for the most part. It's more Soul Calibur.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah, and I think I'm done with Soul Calibur. I don't need any more Soul Cal.
Ezio's pretty good, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a good new addition.
Murder dudes.
He's a gun and a crossbow. A crossbow is really unfair.
Effective. Just shoot, dude.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. sort of like what Link was in the GameCube, Soul Calibur 2.
Or Darth Vader was.
Yeah.
It's just hand execution.
Air choke.
But with no warm-up.
Just
shoot.
Choke.
It's kind of crap. Mm-hmm. I think I forgot about one other game, but it's not important. So I'll just leave that one.
Okay.
Leave that one go forever into the ether. News-wise, we've got Kid Icarus Uprising coming out with cards.
Yeah.
I got the Game Informer magazine, and in it came a card that was like, the power of flight. Could put it with your... Read it with your 3DS camera, and you can get this thing. But you have to have Icarus Uprising.
What?
So I read about it from Nintendo, and you... It's so weird. Like, you get AR cards, but the only way to view them is to have the game.
Okay.
And, view them in the game, and they just give you more a greater explanation on what the thing is that you're looking at. So, for example, Game Informer comes with this one specific card. Game Pro magazine comes with these different cards. Pre-order will get you different cards. Or if you go to a trade show in the course of the next year, you can get different cards.
So, you're telling me that's stupid. Okay.
It is really stupid. What else has happened? You mentioned GDC.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything too fancy from GDC. So
new SimCity.
SimCity 4?
No, SimCity.
SimCity. I'm sorry, not Sims.
No, not the Sims. SimCity.
Okay. What is this, like SimCity 6?
SimCity Yellow.
A ton.
It's weird.
Okay, so weird. SimCity Yellow 2.
So this one, your sim follows you around and you can talk to it.
Okay, good. Good.
That's really all I've
New SimCity, GDC, otherwise not.
I can look on the.
Because I've been looking at news for the last few weeks and I'm not picking up a whole lot of amazing things.
Yeah. Kind of in a dead zone right now.
Yeah.
I think a lot of. I've heard that a lot of people are.
Does binary domain comes out soon?
It's already out. It's been out for a while.
What? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yes.
Really?
Came out at the same time.
Wasn't
another
the same,
game came out.
Wasn't the same time.
Mass Effect.
Was it?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's not really a while ago. That's a week.
Maybe it's 2 weeks then. Maybe it's 2 weeks. Double Fine Kickstarter is now done.
Yeah.
So they got. Pretty close to 3 million, if not 3 million.
Nice.
Valve is not making their Steam console.
Right.
The Steam box that was going, that rumor that was going Steam around, box. That's not true. Steam, at least Valve says.
Steam
box. Oh, that's right.
How many different things could we call it?
Steam pipe.
Steam engine. Steam boat. Steam.
Steam engine train. Is good. I like Steam engine.
Yeah. Steam engine would be good.
Yeah, but did they already use that? No, they use, what's their engine that they use for their games?
Valve, isn't there like a, Valve has an engine?
What is it? Yeah.
The
Half-Life engine.
I not the Havoc engine.
No, it's not Havoc. I forget what they call it. Well, the last little piece of news is this new World of Warcraft. Hey, come back to World of Warcraft because our player base is dropping severely. If you've ever played before, you can be invited into the game by a current player and have one of your characters boosted immediately to level 80, and you get the most recent expansion for free.
Oh, wow.
And then that person who boosts you gets like a new mount and some other upgrades here and there.
Wow.
So if you're a WoW player and you haven't played since, I don't know, Wrath of the Lich King like I did... Now might be a good time to go back to it. But I won't.
Yeah.
Although I would like to see the Pandaren. No. Also, what's going on with Diablo 3? Did you hear about this? Where it's like, no more multiplayer?
Oh.
They like, are going to launch the game and there's now no PvP or something. I don't know. I heard something about that, but I thought we had a date on that. Like now. And
yeah,
it's gone.
I thought it was supposed to be coming out like
the end of this month.
Yeah, spring.
But, don't know if that's happening.
Weird. As long as it comes out sometime this year, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
I think my new computer
can run
it.
The further it gets away, the more I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. There was a long time ago that I resigned myself to the idea that I'd probably never see that game.
Yeah. I guess I have no real attachment to Diablo, so...
Yeah, not like some people do.
So I can let that one slide away.
Yeah.
Also, I don't even know if I'm going to play the new StarCraft. It's just like, ha, Blizzard. Yeah. Ah, Blizzard, what are you doing?
What is it, StarCraft? Like,
Heart of the Swarm. Like,
so, okay, yeah.
So maybe just like... Yeah. Go watch the cutscenes or something.
Sure.
I mean, for that, if that's the sole reason, I guess the playing side of it was okay. Like, there were some good missions in Wings of Liberty, but I don't know if I want to do that again. Get the cat.
Try.
Get the cat.
Yeah.
That's it, though. That's all the game news.
Yeah.
Any other news? Non-game news? No,
nothing. I don't think.
I got this new t-shirt.
Yeah, you got that new t-shirt. It's
makes
pretty.
Me wanna play
was this the same shirt you were saying that it was, it's like in the description said it was
1%
ridiculously soft?
Yeah, super soft.
How soft
it's
is
really,
it? Yeah.
It's really soft.
I'll feel it later.
Yeah. It also has great washing instructions.
Oh, it does it?
Yes.
Explain to me.
It has washing instructions.
Sure.
And then it also has some other pro tips on it.
Pro tips. Pro washing tips.
Yeah. Pro care tips.
Okay, gotcha. Turn it inside out.
No.
Duh.
Other, like, don't use as a napkin.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, good. Good tip.
Yeah.
Good tip. Unless you want it to look that way.
Yeah.
Like you used it as a napkin.
It's an
expensive, what, $30 napkin?
Yeah, it was about that.
Yeah.
22. Fan gamer, though.
So.
Hey. You like Fan Gamer. You like video games. Go get some stuff from there.
I was thinking about getting their Triforce shirt. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, they have some good stuff.
Yeah, they do.
All right. Well, let's call it here before we sink off into weird world of whatever is on our mind.
God, right. Okay.
John, go finish Mass Effect 3.
I'm going to try. I got stuff to do.
No, you don't.
I have Mass Effect 3, and I'm trying to juggle more web design projects.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it's just...
Yes, so thank you for listening to Boss Barrel Radio, episode 65. See ya when we see ya in space. Goodbye.
Later.
This is Dog.